This is about you, me, we, and our untapped potential. This is The Huge Upside.
Welcome back. Welcome back. It's another Monday here at the one and only Huge Upside Show. We call it the show, but actually it's a podcast. If this is the first time you ever heard of one, we're also on Spotify, friends. So check us out over there. But we're here at the lair of Mindanao Daily News Network, MDNN for short, or how you would commonly know it. Welcome to another Monday here. Anyway, we bring you stories from all walks of life, from every corner here in Cagayan de Oro City, because that's what we're about. We're going to share stories of different journeys of individuals and people here, because people just have wonderful stories, and so fun to cover local people here and local Cagayanons. And we're here again on another Monday. We're about to do that. And before I do, I want to show you this TikTok video of our guest in a bit. Lisa D, in short, former DJ Inday Banat of Win Radio 107.9. Check this out.
Kinit na lagi ko, babe. Kinit ako. Ayaw paging nanakid. Kasakitan ko.
Lisa? Unsa yung gibuhat ato? Unsa yung gibuhat siya?
Oh my gosh. Wala lang. Ako lang siyang gistitch ang video sa TikTok. Anyway, where's the camera? Yun, akong gistitch ang video from TikTok. And then wala lang. Ganyan lang mga trip ko, mga laugh trip sa ano mga content. So
former DJ.
Anyway,
what are you now then? Sumali ka
karon. Online customer support. Pwede ba ma-mention ang company?
For sure, go ahead.
Yeah, so online customer support sa Price Corporation. So,
shout out Price.
Naman.
You mean Price Gas?
Corporation, so sa isa na siya.
Okay, as a whole. So, right, but that's so far from what you did sa una, di ba? Why the shift? Why the change? I'm so curious because, you know, I'm in the world of audio now. Basically doing podcasts myself, and I always found out yung mga kinabuhi sa mga DJs and, you know, folks who do radio. Yeah. They're like, I mean, I'm so fascinated by their world because you are all day, probably, like, you are supplied a segment sa Osaka Radio, like, 3 to 4 hour, 1 to 2 hour segments. Yes. Ngayon mo ragyud, di ba? And people get to hear you for 1 and 2 hours. I'm so fascinated niya. You also captivate an audience. Makailagod sila niyo mo, di ba? Why this shift?
Shift din sa, ano, sa income.
Income? Yeah. Uh-oh, we need to talk about this. This is serious. Yes. Right, so Win Radio.
Praktikalan lang. Actually, even other nga mga, anong tawag niyan? Mga radio stations, na po yung ibang DJs na nag-shift din, nag-abroad na because upgrade din sa salary and yun. Most likely pang, ano na, pang future.
What's up, Kwande? Like, well, for, I'd never thought nga ma radio host ka. So, what's a qualifications para ma host? Like, do you have to be a graduate of something, hold a degree? And then, unsay progression, ana, is it a dead-end job?
Depende gina siya. Actually, wala sad ko nagda-home nga ma-DJ
ko. Lagi ko nagda-home yan. Kasi yata.
Diba? Actually, may pwede ka. I can see it in you. Pwede ka ma-refer.
Diba? Radio stations, come on. Give me a shot here.
Baka naman.
Diba? Killer beat, Lexter, shout out.
Alaka. But truthfully, actually, way back to 2009, nag-apply ko og local nga radio station. And unfortunately, wala na dawat. Because mugi na siya ang isa sa mong dream, mahimog DJ. Because may tinitingala naman tayo, mga silang Bernie Bitok-Bitok, mga ganyang mga pangalan.
Mga
so gusto, I want to be one of them. And then mga 2011 man yata or 2012 nag-apply pod ko lahi nga radio station / murag balita siya.
You wanna tell us which station that was?
Ah, pwede ra?
Yeah, you can.
Ay, nakakahiya.
Here we plug everyone.
Ah, okay.
It's a podcast. There's no format here.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Basin manggog murag ano na siya sa ilaha.
All right.
Anyway, so first na ko gi-apply no, that was way back campus radio pa na siya sa una. But that's
okay.
Gym.
Okay. Campus Radio.
Yes. And then, a few years after nag-try kong apply, I was referred sa Magnum Radio.
Okay.
And then, ang ingon sa manager dito was ng English daw kay kung magbasa og Bisaya. So
kuan, like, yeah, I pinsin po na ako, like, if you're a DJ or like a host that magnapo kay specific pod nga niche, I don't think you'll fall under this mga yani nga stations. To be a TBH.
Diba? Oo.
So, kailangan di ka nag, I wouldn't say downgrade, but you had to, because you have to be contextual pod sa kagayanon ang masa, yeah, to BH. Di magin magin English.
Masa is the right term. And then it just happened na way back 2019, nag-hiring og office staff ang Win
sa
Radio.
Sa Win Radio?
Yes.
Pero wala po ka nagda-home nga radio host silang ipangita, no?
Dili. Office staff ang gi-applyan gyud.
Okay.
And then, hitting two birds in one stone, ang tag-iya, after the interview, he offered me na, do you want to be a DJ? Yeah. Why not? I always wanted to be one. And then yun, kanang murag galit lang siya, kung kanusan ako wala gipangayo, ay siya na hatag.
Hatag. So, but when you least expect things to happen. So, and just like this hosting radio, and even me, karon, like, I never expect na mahagbong ko dire.
Actually, even ako, I was surprised.
Yeah, but TBH, I'm gonna say this off the record, pero I need this place. Kaya nga, no? Like, one, it's the equipment. I need the equipment. Mm. I don't have the equipment.
Mm-mm.
Two, of course, they have a very wonderful distribution and reach. I need that reach. Mm. One, and I'm gonna show. We're on the airwaves anyway, sa digital internet. We're internet radio on YouTube side. But we always needed something pangdagdag sa amuang kuan, sa amuang reach. And you know, one, digital marketing, that's one way you...
True.
Again, we supply a segment there. It's a win-win situation. I supply them a segment. I get more reach. Mm-hmm. And I get to talk to folks na ako inindot nga venue, which is salamat ko sila because, yeah, see, it's so premium proper that we have this segment.
Yes.
If this was done in a radio station, yan nga pa yung setup?
Nara sa booth.
Booth, no? Or sitting across, then narin yung mga mixer dire.
Oh, diba? Booth ka.
But it's aesthetically, nindot siya tanawan.
Visually, oh. Yeah. Pero kung actual, marugubot ka.
To be, sa iPod, makaingon, biyapod ko nga maram, tagmani hapon. It's a long table, man.
Last supper.
Diba? Last supper. But, really, usapod, like, hold up. Where's the sound coming from? Okay. Anyway, sorry, folks. So, other than that, I also really like the setup kay pwede kayong, you know, podcasting isn't really... I mean, there are a lot of podcasters sa Cagayan, ha?
Really?
A lot. Yes, you'd be amazed. Nice, you're 1,000 ka book or 2,000, 3,000.
Hindi lang siguro ko
updated, no? Wala gita ka balo. They're there. Small pockets, everywhere. Because na-include na gyapon ni siyang subject, even in USTP, they have this subject. Ba?
I'm amazed.
Yeah, so what I wanted to do is normalize this. Because what we're used to is kana mga hotcake news. Unsaray ka nang upatok pud sa masa. And this kind of format, for me, ha? Pwede gi kayo, but for now, we're just laying, I believe that we're just laying the foundation works. So good pa lang. And I think in the future, everybody will have their own. Just like everybody has their own TikTok account.
Yeah.
Everybody has a Facebook account. Everybody has an Instagram. Everybody will have soon a podcast.
Well, baka naman.
Ba? Well, for you, like, I never, wala po ko kakuan, wala po kaka imagine ng pag-dive ani?
I thought about that. Actually, he asked me, why not?
Who asked you? Mention the name. Nice.
Actually, Philip Bora, my boyfriend.
Shout out,
he's
Philip.
He's also a videographer. So, baka naman mga events and weddings, whatever, occasions. So, anyway, he asked me that. Tapos na ako gig na ingon sa iya nga, hello sa 3 hours manggani nga segment sa radio. Usahay manggani ma... kuan pa mahudtan pag topics and stuff.
Diba?
Oh, kanina nga straight nga 1 hour morag.
And even 1 hour is not enough, Liz. 3 hours is enough. I know, our radio host, napa mo yung mag-insert mo mga kanta in between, diba? Requests sa mga listeners and kanang inyong mga kanta nga inyong kuan. What kind of songs you usually plug sa imong segment?
Sa Amok Manggod, it's the head office who makes the playlist.
Decisions. Kuan.
Playlist. So, nakahanay na siya diya. Igo ram na ma-play na lang.
Sorry, Win Radio. We have to dissect this. for folks who are listening right now, so, former DJ in Daibanat, a.k.a. Lisa Del Riquito. No, wala may nag, kuan. Wala day may nag formalan yung like, introductions because we went straight at it kay podcast lagi. Gusto lagi podcast. But, how do you, what's your flow sa imong segment? Because that's 3 hours straight.
Flow, ano ba? Because at first, na ako sa afternoon slot, 3 to 5. Tapos na ay mga nag-resign. So, I
extend.
I was transferred to the morning slot. In which, very tough at first, ako apang ginadilian.
Okay, morning. Na naman, di ka kamatag sa'yo.
Yes, I'm not a morning girl, Gyod, as in to be honest. Although, kinda, ano kaayo ko, kanang lisod ang kaatbang pod sa afternoon slot. Mga big names so, sa laing mga stations. So, yun. So, yeah, I took the challenge.
You can drop their names, by the way. Kinsa mong kadungan lang ito? Sila Bernie?
Adili afternoon? No. Oh. Ayaw kay madaghan ilang followers ka.
Okay, narinig ko. There's a rife here. Takabalo.
Okay, ano para bagyapan sila. So anyway, and then yun, gibutong kog 6 to 9 AM. And in which nga nakita nila nga mas hype up ko and mas makadrag ko noog listeners. So yun, the flow.
What's so intriguing about your segment?
Segment.
Kinsa imong demographics ani?
Ano masa? Ang Win Radio is
specifics.
Masa.
Kinsa pag-yo? Let's go down. Let's dissect every demographic.
Mga
age group, gender.
Yes.
Location.
Demographics na asa class CDE.
Which are
mga
kuan basta gap panrabaho employed.
Okay, ba ni ingon ba sino niya i-recap ni
manager ba? No, it's all right. I mean, there's no what's the term for it anyway. Unta ka bolo? Unsa iko middle class, lower class?
If I were to ask you, unsa imong gapaminaw ng radio station?
Walay bias, Killer V, o Sandy 101, N107. Diba?
Mga English. Muna siya mga class A, mga shala-shala.
Like
show. Mga top. Ganyan ang mga song. So, muna siya mga class A. So, C, B and C, muna din na siya ang mga ga-work. And ganyan. Mm-hmm. Then, B and C. And then, D, C, D, E. Muna din siya mga nasa balay. Mga nasa market.
Oh, mga work at home moms.
Mga nice. Mga nasa market. Mga SM drivers, taxi drivers. Mga masa, kumbaga. So, yun. Muna siya ang muang target audience. So,
I like, you know what I love about that target audience? Because they listen to the radio 24/7.
Yes.
The news also po, they get from AM.
Yeah.
Grabe, I come from a household nga. Sa'yo pas buntag, bumburadyo na ikipandar.
True.
I admire those folks because these are the folks nga katumin itong mga blue-collar workers.
Mm-mm.
Nga who plug something in the background para mas madali ang ilahang trabaho or paspas ang oras.
Yeah.
You're providing some sort of value ani nga tao, di ba?
Yeah.
If I could provide that sa mga tao, why not? And that's the easiest way to make it because to be H, ang masa outnumbers everybody else.
True.
Tinood lang.
Tinood
yun na. I always had ako'y struggle na, like how to bridge the gap, but munang, that's why I put everybody on the show. Bala pa kinsa ka, like, you know, all walks of life from whatever class, who cares what class. Mm. Pero, you know, because just to make the show bigger and para masabtan sa ng mensahe. But yeah, carry on. So, from that class, gender, mga usually
mga
male demographic or mga mama?
Sagol na siya. Halo na. But ang sa age gap is mga teens up to 20s, 30s, may nana. Early
30s. Di ba hugot-hugot man ito yung mga nagyapon siya sa yung segment?
Inday ba? More like the prangka and then hugot, ganyan.
So you have a lot of callers?
Depende mong good sa kung kinsa ako, kung unsa ako mabasa and stuff. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. Because I think ang calling a format kay Gabi ka effective, no? Have you experienced that? I never tried that.
Although ang sa callers man good, more like kami ang panawag. Dilig miga.
Have you tried it?
Callers, yes, a game lang hinoon. Muna makatawag may for game. So you
ah, okay.
More like texters amo ang gina ano.
Kay kung basta callers, na premium, no?
Oh, kana good. Wow. Load, delivery nga load.
GCash. Basta kana karon yo, ang current no kay tagaano GCash or
ah, ga GCash ba sila karon? Pero sa up to now ga panghatag og load.
Load.
Oh, mo nang kami gatawag sa ilaha.
Gabi no. Oh, pagyapon na face out ang load ba?
Oh, then sa ila- oh, of course ang promo is panghakot manggo na siya listeners po.
Yeah.
Yes. So mga
marketing. Mm. Grabe ka kuan ba? But I'm surprised. Okay, now thank you for shedding some light. Now that you shifted, so this kind of industry doesn't pay much then.
Yeah, truth to be told, okay siya if you're single.
Oh, so that.
Yes, mo said na siya. And then the frustration lang po na ako nga. I've been there for how many years, and then wala man like
growth anak lugar.
Oh.
But online you grew.
Sa ako ang yeah. mga dili ko kabalon sa pag-monetize, although pwede na siya ma-monetize, I don't know.
Yeah, because you're also a, after you shifted careers, but you still maintained yourself as a content creator.
Yes.
Sige, gyapon kaghimog content, diba?
Oo.
Unsa na, lingaw-lingaw lang, or just you need to keep up?
Akong followers, Manggod, actually, Inday Banat page was established since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
Mga random lang na ako ng mga anything. Tapos, gidalaman ako ang name sa radio. And then, paghawak na ako sa radio, yun. Para lang update per me and then para mo-grow po na ako ang...
Grow up exponentially.
Mm-mm.
Takot-takot, biyagyad ang imuhang kuhan ba? You have a big following.
Yeah.
I wanna make assumption because of the radio station.
Not really, because nipasok po ko diha na naman sa 30,000 plus ang ako.
Oh, okay. So, kuha na Inday Banat, gidni.
Yes.
Brand, yeah. Personal brand.
Brand ko, no. Actually, pod, sa, if you're a DJ, kung sa Amoa lang, I don't know sa other stations, you cannot bring your name sa
really?
Gawas na. Yes. You, didura na.
So, that's why you had to sever para madala na may mong ngalan sa gawas? Or,
muna siya.
Well, who are you sa station? DJ Banat? Inday Banat?
DJ Inday Banat, oo. Pero muna siya, wala sila hawak ana cause ako man mismo ang i-ask sa COO if mm-hmm. okay lang dalhon akong name.
Ah, okay.
So, I can bring yeah. it still maski wala na ko dito. So, kung sila, mang-resign sila dito, they cannot bring their name. If nisikat ka anak nga name, dili na nimo madala.
How fortunate, sana all ka.
Yeah,
you know,
so,
madala nimo din, no? Bit-bit rin ako nimo pagawas.
Di ba?
So, but does people still look for you nga, ano man tong DJ? So,
nag-message ako ang Facebook page nga, hindi, banat ka na, unsan yung promo karon? Okay, ha? although, kung sa ako ang social media, dili kay ko gapangitao na sa radio, on
okay.
air. However, kanang maglakaw ko, it really happened good nga, hindi, banat, wait lang, ganun ka balo ka? Then,
yeah.
Si Kinsa ba naman ko? I did not, wala man ko naka-tattoo or tatak o pangalan ginako sa industry. But in fairness, na ay mga kaila. Natukog mall, na asa,
ba?
Kalimot ko asa to, mga ganyan. Bito,
kurata
mga,
na lang.
Oh, ay, kaila. So, mga ganyan.
I'm really curious about this Inday Banat. Nga nung, why? Nga nung nabuhi man ni siya nga. Who you would call it, alter ego.
Why Inday Banat? Kanus aban ni siya ha? So, ang page, nag-start siya 2016. Way back 2012 po, I follow medyo maldito sa Twitter.
Oh, okay. Dabaw, taga Davao man siya, no?
Davao or Cebu.
Cebu.
Cebu man yata. Oh.
Medyo maldito.
Then, iya ang mga tweets, is ka na, mga hugot, mga punchlines.
Oh, okay.
Ganyan. And then, sa ato, I mean... Ma para magudali ka makita is 'di ba you make the hashtag.
Yeah. yeah.
Oh, kung imo siyang i-search then through hashtag dali ra makita ang imong mga
So mo na yung gigamit kimong hashtag Inday Banat.
So Inday Banat din ako mga post kay mga banat, sarcasm.
So ikaw ginaka-patent ani wala.
Yes, ako ba? Lang nagkuan kay mga
so
banat
smart.
Man. Giingnan lang ko sa schoolmates nga, "Oy, banat ay kasi imong mga post, be Inday Banat kaya wala lang."
Is this from experience?
Ang uban yes, mostly from experience yeah, yeah. and then yeah. Unknown. Oh,
yeah, this is that show. But okay, like I'm so curious because there's a lot of kung hugot pa lang, banat pa lang. Does this include mga hopeless romantic na mga tao, mga sawi nga tao? That's so endemic, no? Dagan tao sawi, no? I think normal siya. Everybody goes through it.
Of course.
That dagan genre will never go away. Gaka-squal lang siya karon kanang gaka, let's say gaka-up lang iyang game kay people match it now with visual aesthetics. Mm. Kung sa IG pa pinadala pag reels, yeah. Sa TikTok, I don't know, you can be very creative in TikTok. Mm-hmm. But this genre, kaning hugot nga genre, forever na ni siya ba?
Yeah. Actually, wala na palibak. Na nag-message ako ang Facebook page last night. Inday, grabe kay kagapaninood kasi mong post, gakaigo ko ako kay ha. So, ako ang post daw na naigo daw siya and then to take mga sarcasm lang na hugot, mga broken. So, yun, naigo siya ako, okay.
So, namaster na kay na ni mo, no?
Not really. Although, ang uban sad, yung na ako ng mga post, revised na lang po na sa uban yung mga hugot.
Oh, so you're rip off.
Oh,
yeah, everybody's a rip off. Mm. And even sa content, like everybody rips off everybody's content. So I also noticed nga magtaud-taud na po ka sa TikTok ba?
Yeah.
Grabe. Wow, how many TikToks do you do in a day?
At least one. Kung dili ko kakaya uguan, dapat more cuz the more magud ka mag-post, the more daw ka magawa sa FYP. Ayan. And actually second na ako ng account kasi na ban ang isa with 6,000 plus na to
really?
Siyang followers.
Longer.
Oh, so I started all over again. So at least karon ka na dapat dili na ko maano ma-violate.
Well, what did you do para unsay na buhat? Unsay sala ni Mando?
Mga ga-stitch lang kog mga kabuang and then dili man na ako nga sala nga bubak ko.
Somebody reported
so,
you.
So, I don't know
malaswa
kung,
or something.
I'm not sure if ma-report na or siguro ang mga TikTok na
gigit. Dagan kayo. TikTok is so uncensored.
Di, mugani. And then nudity daw ko kay tungod daw sa akong content.
Ano sa mga lugar mag-abaya? Or mag-kuna?
Kasi nawindang gito. Nawindang ko. Sorry, dili sa ako.
That's fun. Hereditary na siya.
Tapos lagi kayo. So, yun. So, nag... for now, ako sa gina-screen nga. Ah, okay. Carry na niya siya.
I still have a struggle sa TikTok kay when I make content, medyo OCD po ko. Hindi ko gano'n nag-post sa content.
Dili naman ma-perfect.
Dili na ko siya mag- Oh, which is sayop. Kay dapat content should be kanan, mararag ma- it's easy as breathing para dali na ka maka-come up content and ang quantity man good kay. Mm. Sa karoon panahon, everybody is doing it.
Yeah.
Basta pag mag- pa- OA pa kasi yung aesthetics and visuals and yung design, what wins is quantity kay everybody also doing the same thing. Pa-design po, pa-arte po. Mm-hmm. Everybody wants to outdo everybody. And then, the more you content you put out, the more chances makita niyo yung video. Now, what if kay sobraan na po kaka-obsessed or OA sa imuhang content when you're creating content, usara yung ma-put out in a week or in 2 days versus kung na naka-figure out naka-formula nga, you can just kuhaan ka ng hassle ay hassleless hassle free nga pag make of content 4 of that in a day versus 1 in a week.
Yes.
Kinsa may mapansin ana? Numbers matter labaw na ani. That's why I think the media game always wins sa una, like especially for TV networks because sila may na. And now everybody has equal opportunity in the social media platform. Everybody is fair game. Marag, panaganay na lang tani. Diba? Kitsi mas dagan. Ano raman? Ito, okay, usay manggod kitao magbasi sa, will not get enough likes ani nga, nga kuan. Well, if gana ang basihan, then maglisod jig ka. Not unless if movie producer ka diya, nga, pag put out sa mong short film or short docu, dagan mo ganahan, that will help you. Pero, kita di ta talente na o ti talita na. But yeah, I get and you're super active sa social media ba? If wala on siya, kaya ra nimo?
Diyos ko, first thing I do when I wake up sa morning, check notifications sa Facebook, sa TikTok, kana then emails, and mga social media platforms na ako. So, Morg, it became a habit na
habit
siya.
Na ba? At first, di ba, abin na ito, wala ra ba? Mm. And then, na cut off, so guard, unang na ito pangitawag yung cellphone.
As in, di ba? Yeah.
Fuck. Pila ka ba, traction na itong content na ito. And the thing is, people demonize that. I, you know what, kining mga gurus and mga influencers of sorts, kining mga, they will teach you habits like, go as much as possible, don't open your phone for the first, that's so, kuan. Why stop something na di naman gid siya matabang?
Yeah, sabagay. Although too much of something pod is,
excessive. Okay. I mean, we've all been there, pero let's say, for example, if nakay anak, ha, pun, imo siya pugnan makagunit og cellphone. Imo siya i-restrict from using apps, games, nga what his peers or his friends or age group are playing.
I thought about that na pod because kung sa bata, dili po siya maayo. May nang maka-play good sa gawas. Kay, I have a niece, manggod nga. Kada taon-taon, phone is life. Dili na maduol, dili na everything. So, dili po siya healthy na. Kung, if at that young age, guys, ano na.
So, unsa what age group then kung dapat mag-indulge ang bata sa device?
Siguro mga 6 up.
6 upwards.
Oh, may nana.
Pwede na. Pwede na mag-bilara.
Oh, kay actually may ang anak sa akong ate pod is more on sa TV na lang pod kasi makatuon na biya through YouTube.
Yeah, yeah.
Diba ka ng mga Peppa Pig, mga stuff like
that. Cocomelon!
Cocomelon, ganyan. Pero wala gay cellphones, more on toys.
Really?
So, kana.
It's probably mga cellphones ka ng mga teenagers na siya, no?
Not really teenager, pero siguro mga 7 or 6.
But come to think of it, the device and advancement of devices or technology, dako bi gi-check taban.
Yeah. Sa bagay, maka-learn na ka through apps.
Through apps. And dagan kayo ni Asinso tungod ani. Laura, abigin nato sa una kay school is the only way. I mean, school still is if you wanna be a doctor, lawyer, kani. But no knock on those folks. Pero ako graduate ko and I still found myself underemployed. Dili, I mean, I practiced as a teacher 2 years and therapist po ko, behavioral therapist ko for kwan under siya pun sa kong linya. But wala makugabuhat na karon lahi naman. I'm in a different field, di ba?
Mugyud.
Di ba? But just goes to show nga ang school is, for me, take with us a grain of salt, everyone. And probably this may not, what works for me may not work for you. But I always, I don't find school so effective anymore because sometimes what they teach is dili siya contextual po sa panahon. But I get it. Kanalabaw na sa mga high school o mga grade school nga ginatudloan nila Adobe Photoshop ilang mga anak, Adobe Premiere, which is like very relevant these days kay kung gupalakad po kag business, you can daw, if you have a business daw, di ko negosyante ha. But if you have a business daw, you gotta pair that with a social media. And social media runs with content. Now, content, you need those tools. Yan mga, I mean, muna siya ang practical applications sa devices. But for sometimes school, kay para sa ko, dili siya yung contextual sa panahon karon. And mahal kay ang tuition. Best.
True, good na siya.
Mahal kaayo.
Sometimes I think, asa na ito ka-apply sa itong life ang mga sign, cosign, ang pagkamatay ni ano, or just...
For general knowledge?
In a way, but kanoontang pwede ka ng atong tunan or atong course, pwede ka na ma-apply na lang diretso sa atong kuan, buhaton.
It's as if ba nga, kita, we're just, after school, kita tanan, we're all left nga, okay, what do you do with that knowledge? But
exactly.
Especially for someone like, let's say ako, did not know what I want after I graduated. Kasi sulod ako trabaho, okay, moment siguro ni. Ang logical nga thinking, moment niyong gigraduatean. But eventually, wala pa ko ka-realize ato nga, nakapalipay ba ni sa ako. Although makasustain siya, makahatag siya sanina, pagkaon, pangabang sa balay. Ano to, but it's a rat race. Murag, you're always kanang sigira kag apas bitaw sa mga gastuhon, sa mga bills. Pero nalipay ba ka? Ba?
Yeah.
So, is that the same case sa ating pag DJ hosting nimo?
Well, dito, I'm happy din naman.
Na passion po dun mo, no?
Passion na lang yun na sa mga utok. I love this job, ano, but kung huna-unaon na lang akong salary, murag, okay, balik to sa passion.
pretty bad po gapon, no? Like, let's let for a lot of folks, they do their job, something, dili po kayo nila, dili kayo sila overly in love silang trabaho, but at the same time, they do their passion after work. Let's say, maghimo sila. Let's say, ako, 9-to-5 job ko karon sa price, gas, service support. After ani, mag-craft na ni ko content the rest of the time. At the same time, i-balance na akong kinabuhi sa ako ang loved ones, family, uyab, or, di ba?
Yeah.
Well, it's kwan. Lingaw na atong gabuhaton, but to TBH, I haven't earned a single dime dire. You know how I make kwan? I'm only solely here for the content. So Lisa, what you hear nata sa TV screen, I will repurpose this. Ako na siya i-post balik sa TikTok into bite sound bites. IG reels. This is my whole game. I depend on this setup for an hour. Kay diri na nakuhaon ako ang mga content. So which makes my life easier.
Yeah, diba? you're your own boss.
Diba?
Nice.
So what's naman kao with your current job karon, did ko nag-translate ra imong pagka-host patong dito or nagamit ra pod nimo?
Actually, dako ilang expectations because being a DJ, nipasok kong Price Corp nga December. So, instead, the first day pa lang na ako, giorient na din, ay giignan na din kung, oh, ikaw mag-host sa ato, ay mag-MC, ay host sa, si tawagan na, Christmas party. And then, dili na
wala
lang ako
giorient, ani.
Oh, it's just that, ilang mga expectations sa DJs in which a lot of DJs do that pod nga, kung DJ ka, ga-hosting pod ka.
May pawa na ka nagsaba, no?
Ganyan. So, dako kayo expectations and in which sa ako, naagid ko stage fright talaga.
Like, but you did it, regardless.
Yes. I did it. Yes.
Kaya maputbol ka. I mean, I get that. Sometimes, this is what I notice sa, laba, Pinoy, OFW po ko. Folks will hide their talents sa trabaho. Nga no? Yeah. Himuslan man. Madagdagan nilang trabaho. I knew a lot of folks overseas nga marag after work, ayun na, pagkahiro diya. Sibat na, oras, hawa na. Okay, once they find out like, oh, you do video editing. Oh, you know how to do this. What companies will do will not really coerce you, pero they will give you an assignment. Bye, ikaw sa among ipakuha niya. Is that in the contrata, boss? Na ako'y incentive, ani. And we as folks are transactional, di ba, Marag? I mean, no knock on folks nga who do it irregardless for free, ah. Pero, narapun na sa imo, ah. But sa, a lot of us, Pinoy, would like to get paid for additional work, right?
Of course.
Pwede ko niyo bayaran, ani. Pero,
alipin ng salapi, biyata dali.
Oh, pero, you know what? I've heard this somewhere, nga, it's not, kuan, paumaayuhay na that counts, it's soft skills. Soft skills meaning skilled lay ka pero did you use it para maka-benefit imong company? Okay, because if you did that for free for them, basing madiscover ka sa lain niya company, di ay, wanga, naik tong usa ka empleyado dito nga, host man to siya atong event. Chada to. Ofiran na to natong mas dako. Di ba? So, like, I also get ang pros and cons sana ba? Dagan tao magtago from doing that and dagan tao will do that because that will get them more opportunities. Okay. Siguro kung pangitaan ni mong sayop, no, makita ni mong sayop. Pwede na niyo mo i-post sa hugot.
Sa to, again, kung...
Kung pangitaan ni mo ang sayop, makita di kag sayop.
Tinood.
Di ba?
Ba?
You notice that?
Yeah.
Have you started out your day like that? Nga, puro ragit, pag matani mo, wa na ka sa mood, then tuloy-tuloy na.
Nakatry, of course. I think everybody experience siguro na. But karon mentality nila mangod na. Dili ko gusto nga madamay ang throughout the day because of that one bad, ano bitong.
Yeah. As also, example, like, for nakay kauban sa trabaho or family member or kuan. Bay, kanang imo na lang ginapansin kayang sayop. Sayop, pag hindi mo makitan. Have you noticed that? Naka-experience na ka na? I have.
Yeah.
And I stereotype one person because igana ka, mura po akong pangitaon sa imo.
Grabe, judgmental ka.
Yeah. We all of us get like that. Kakaigana mo tatanan. Because that's all we know. Yeah. Now, if we change our perspective, let's say, nakalimot na ko atong itong gibuhat, pero nakita na ko sa Facebook once nga nanghatag siya o donation drive dito sa kuan. So, nausab akong pananaw niya. Next time, mga, mura siya algor gapon ba? Kung kita na din niya, kay kanang, sige na siya panghatag o mga relief goods.
Ala, panindigan mo yan.
Oh, di ba?
Ang peg, hala, oy.
Yeah, because if you look for the bad stuff, mura po di mo makita.
Yeah. No?
Ba? So, now I'm talking to you about Ani. Sa DJ Inday Banat, I think folks look to your content for hugot.
Hugot and mostly mga kabuang unsaid good. So, dili ko anong tawag niyan? Mag-stick ano hugot-hugot.
Yeah.
So, more like ano hugot crazy, more like crazy-crazy. Ang mga contents ang ginapost.
How's your retention sa kuan kanang mga audience? Like, do you see the same people from day one? Napagyapon sila ng pavilion.
Na ay few.
Na? What's your kuan? Nasa special nga treatment, VIP, subscription or something? Or, salamat kay napagyapon mo diri karon. You know what? Magtapok ta one day diri, magkaraoke ta dira, or ang libre ko ninyo diri sa takoyaki.
Grabe naman. Dili man ignan kada ako akong nat kuan sa industry. However, na ay ano, kanang followers became friends.
Really? Till now?
Yes.
What's the craziest experience nimo with followers?
Followers?
Pinaka wild. Maybe good and bad.
Ano ba? Wala ka ayaw ko'y wild, but na ay random na nakaabot ng flower. I don't know from who.
Really? Napaila sila?
It's not crazy though, but mo lang to, ano mang good, anong tawag niyan? More like,
pasalamat lang, ano?
Oo, oh, ganyan.
Nothing.
Wala yung mga crazy niya, or ano.
Yeah.
Mga weird.
Na nakikuhaan ka ng, just like, naka-encounter na ka someone that was really sad or negative?
Sa ako, ah?
Oo. Oh. Yeah, sa imuang.
Basher, kumbaga.
Oh, yeah. Or you may call it basher, yeah.
Wala man po so far.
So far?
Ay, sa ano, sa Win Radio, yes. Although kato out of sa work to siya nga pagka nega thing. Okay. More like, because ako, I do online selling pod.
Okay.
Buy and sell. And then ako yung nakabikil sa selling thingy. And then, it turns out, yeah, day kong gi background check. Ah, kuan day ka, DJ day ka sa Win Radio, ganyan-ganyan. Okay. And then, nag-messages sa mga Facebook page. Oh, kana yung DJ diya, maldita ka ayaw, mga ganyan.
Oh, really? Just for that?
So, and then, kana, yeah, that was personal. And then, drag na yun noon ng Win Radio.
Dito.
Oh, so, wala ako kay patingog og 1 week.
Really?
Oh, okay, para at least mahilom sa siya.
Gana din yung pag-treata na. You don't address it right then and there.
Gimitingan na mo. Ano mang good? Yun nga, kanang na-drag lagi ang
name.
Ang name sa radio station. Because of my personal issue. So, ganyan ba? So, gipahilom lang sa ako.
Kapoy kinayana, no? Kaya you have to keep up sa personal po niyang kinabuhi.
Yes.
You know, ako, I had a... Si Kayla Makanikoy, di ba? Yeah. So, every now and then, he reminds me nga, bay, we have to be careful what we say. Dire, kay... You know, it might affect our personal life, or we have to be careful also how we handle ourselves. And which is, I get that because that's who he is, professional. Jigito siya, lahat man jigko. So, I mean, if it speaks true to you and wala ang po ka ng ligis ug tao riya, say it, di ba? Yeah. Kung tinuod man tayo yung giingon, then why hold it back? Pero kanay mangingana ba ng mga tao just go out of their way to say something sad kini sila ba?
In life na lang yung mga tao nga gusto ka i-drag pababa. Ano bitong?
So, how do you deal with them? Ignore lang yun mo?
Kiber.
Kiber?
Oh, pasaputong tika hangtod ma-stroke ka. Oh, kana, banat na naman. So, may nanan. Bala ka.
Nakatay na kaani, like, you know, show compassion instead. Like,
kuan,
like, sa di ato ang problema? Or, like, ano itaw? You know, kasi, kabantay ka, if we're upset kita, if gipang sapot ta, I mean, if we're mean to other people, meaning nate, ginaagian.
Yes.
Ay, ako, I'm not shy about this. Na ako'y, na, I went to a depression, I think, 3 years ago. Wala siya, dili, wala ko nagpakamatay siya. Pero I did not show it publicly, pero I showed it sa mga taong close to me. So makapansin sila, kaya di naman kumutingog. So sometimes, ingana bitaw, you may not say it, but your actions speak louder than words. So, you know, what if folks like these, kanang naradig sila giagian, kana pangit yan yung DJ diya, pero maybe that person was having the toughest period of their lives.
Kiber lang. Actually, naa may mga sometimes we get texts. Dili lang to sa akong segment sa lain. Yung suman na ka nang bash sa DJ and then sa station. Oh, balik-balik rin yung kuan. Yung suman na inyong mga kuan.
Yung suman day. Balik-balik rin yun.
So, ang amua lang da yung gina-reverse cycle lang da yun nga. If mang kung sa mukha na ka sa amo ang mga songs and balik-balik and stuff, ngano na minaw ka. So
did you say that also in
the on air?
Imagine you said that. Imagine you said that on air. Lisa, goodbye. Tender your resignation.
Just ko. Mosa na gina-instill sa mga manager and thank you so much sa manager ha. Yeah. I really learned a lot sa iya. Yeah. Mo gina-ingon nga, remember you're a public figure. So careful
that
of
term public figure. Oh. You have to be maybe a stoic, no? Marag kontrolado lang gid kita nan ba.
Diba? Marag bahala gid sapot ka kuan lang gyapon. Just ko magplastika na lang ta so to speak if that's the right term. So dili ka pwede masuko, di ka pwede magnag, di ka mag...
Sa'yo mga coping ni Molis? Muna na yung inday banat dahil na kay mga banat.
Oh, diyan na lang ko magpagawas sa gibati sa page, mga hugot, and mga
ganyan. It's usually something you go through po at the same time. Ba?
Yeah. Alam mo na, di mo ka makabanat manggod kung dili ni mo kaagian.
So, yeah. And it's more contextual that way. More yes. Baka kung baka yan eh. Di ba ni matuuhan niya taong
eh. Tinood. Murag, kumbaga kung sa...
Umaliagi.
Di ba? Kumbaga, murag... Anyways, muna po na ang nitatak ng image sa nila. Sana nitatak ng image na ako sa ila ha. Kasi kung sa office, magbugal-bugal ko nga, demure na kay ko from tomorrow. Starting tomorrow, demure na ko. Di ko nila tuuhan. Kasi ilang pananang sa ako is bugay. Inana, kanang mo chika gyud. So kung mag-demure-demure ko, murag wala daw ko ang angay. Bad kay sila. So yun.
Ba? Tawar ba yung hapon?
So, well, anyway, mo naman ang packaging and then mo naman akong personality nga na ano sa ila na pakita. So, yeah.
Ba? But it's gone kay once ma-identify na ka na, you'll be branded like that forever.
Yes. Sometimes man good nga kanang where you're not in the mood. Ngalam ko an kasi people see me jolly. Na chika kaayo kung maghilom ka more bago para sa ilaha. So kailangan na every day ko sapa.
Nakuan siguro niyo.
Di ba? So yun. Anyway,
I mean diri in this show, I don't really know what to expect if folks I don't even know if they know me now. TBH. I don't even know who our listeners are. I mean, if you know who you are, please come out for makaila pod me. You know, I know a couple. Kabalo na ko kinsay gapaminaw steady, but I mean, kanang daghan nga lantad ba? So it would be nice to know if kuan and see ko daghan pod na kurat nga di man kay gana in real life, no? or even ato mga kabatch ba nga mag, ikaw na.
Lagi.
Di ba? Ako na, I mean, honestly ha, na I saw it coming, maigani po ka. Wala po ko nakurat, pero nakurat ko nga nag-DJ host ka. Ano ito? Pero kano maintay banat ni mo? I knew you would get there at some point. Sorry, no offense. But pero kano mo rang hosting ni mo, DJ, as a DJ, that was so left field work. And until today, marag mo nang I was so intrigued by your imong career anak kay, wow, that must be a story to tell.
Thank you.
You know, a lot of folks, diba, sa itong mga kabatchers, yung mga friendships na ito, yung mga circles nga, wala po ka nagdahom, naigana na dahil sila karon.
Wag ako nagdahom, mga podcaster. Podcaster ba ang term?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know what to call myself. When people see me outside, they call me a vlogger.
But do you vlog?
I don't like that word. To be honest. But that's the contextual word. I have to embrace that. Yeah. Hilas sa pugay ko, kinsa man kung elitista ba kay nako nga. Pero if that's what you folks would call me, para mas madawat ninyo ni,
diba?
Why not? But I also do it anyway. Pero I do content. I'm still figuring out my TikTok formula. Although dili ko ka maintain because I do a lot of editing. I do a lot of editing for this podcast. For daghan ko kabisihan dire. Plus we sell shirts. Yeah. Yana, daghan, personal na kinabuhi. If I were to do this full time, if ako lang pabuton, dili ko ninyo makitan mugawas sa balay. Mag-edita rigi ko. Because I've also, kwan po, addicted po ko ani, mag-edit og content. I don't know, dili po ko maayo mo edit. Ako specs, they're not that good. I make use of what I have, depende po sa social media nga platform. I just figure out, siguro, unsay nindot ng mga format diya. Let's say sa TikTok, just some text, layer some text, the music will help. Use the good trends, mga na. And then, okay na, 4 pieces of that a day. Makurat na lang ka. I've seen it work. 4 pieces a day. O kabalo, second video ni mo, third video ni mo, fourth video ni mo, viral na ka. TikTok is that wild. Ang karon day, Facebook fan page, number one.
Fan page?
Page. Kanang page mo na siya. Or, fan pages nga gibuhat si mong fans para si mo. Let's say, the Inday Banat fan page. Yan na. Or the MDNN fan page. Or number one daw na ron. Grabe iyahang, iyahang virality. Check it out. Kauli mo ka ron. Check mga fan pages diya. Second is YouTube Shorts.
Reels.
Similar to Reels and murag perfect rip-off siya sa TikTok. So YouTube Shorts. Bantay ka na ni mga kuan ang YouTube na pinayana. That's YouTube Shorts. Short na clips. Whatever you do on TikTok, deploy the same thing sa YouTube. So tanan, akala nindot ni mo, daga naka-video sa TikTok. Iguro gina ni mo, i-copy and paste. Drag and drop. Mura mong gabuhaton po na ako yung mga... The thing with what we do with the videos today is IG Reels or IG Stories, Facebook Stories. Kuan kay siya ba a package in such a way nga mga cross post nimo siya and all this. It depende mo guna kung unsay porma sa current device. The current device is no longer as a computer. That's why computers kay go work pod ang landscape type of videos sa social media before because everybody was doing Facebook on their laptops. Now pag since na nabutang na ang Facebook app sa cellphone circa I don't know what time was it, 2010, 2011, 2012. Ang format po sa mga content is pa-vertical na, pa-portrait. Yes. So, whatever is the current hardware, kani mga gatekeepers na ito, sila Apple, sila Samsung, sila magigapauna na, maybe soon si Google mag-release na og iyang own device. Unsay purma nila, mupod ang purma sa video and content. Kung lingin pa lang niya itong cellphone, lingin po na mga TikTok videos.
Mayod.
Ano rin gina siya? It's always the anong current bitaw. Dagan kayo ba eh? Kapoy kisigig apas aning craft? Wala kagi kapoy?
Anyway, siya man ang ako ang editor.
Ah, kasana ula. Yaya, oy, na-editor.
Vlogs, vlogs nga, editor lang ngayon noon. But the Facebook, Reels, akin na.
Do you think it's akuan? Ma-full-time siya?
Kalingawan lang, pastime lang na siya. Pastime.
Should it start out as pastime, good, no? Okay, what do you think about folks like really taking this serious? Full time na nila kay munagid ni.
Okay naman gyapon kung imo na i-full time, pero ang naka-ano-ana is for me, ga-vlog man ko very random. para lang maka-update sa YouTube. Ako ga-upload lang ko para lang maka-update. So kung katong sa bago pa ko sa YouTube mag-upload og content, mura unsa na magpod ako yung content.
But so it's
mahudtan ko og kuan contents. Kung long.
Naya pa hugot sa imo YouTube or it's wala. More it's more on kuan lahi siyang persona.
Lahi siya more like unsa akong ganap, ganyan, travel,
skincare,
dili
ko night routine.
Oh, wala travel. Mga
travel vlogs.
Random.
Same like tigana mo sir gyapon ng kuan. Do you think a niche would actually really help someone grow?
Perhaps.
Kasi sa kung maghugot yu mag-niche kag hashtag banat. Daghan magid mo sunod anang hashtag. Ano?
Yes.
Okay, let's say for example, sometimes ako ang erratic na kaya ako ang mga content kay wala. Pero kanang it's always revolved around something na hilig na ako. And not everybody will jump into that kay kanya-kanya ba gitta.
No.
But I think it helps nga sagol-sagol ang imong content ba kay
yeah.
People see kuan ba variety.
True.
Diversity ba? Diversify ba?
Na siya. Don't stick to one because wala, masumahan man good. Murag mangita na pod kag ang viewers, ikaw as a viewer, gusto lugar ka horror tanan imong tanawon.
Kumbaga well, if I want to watch horror, I go to example niya, Inday Banat. Example na. Or so, if I want to watch something happy or kilig-kilig, I go to this niyan ato.
So may nang assorted lang pod imong genre para
safe para lugar.
Oh.
Na there's something for everyone.
Yes. Although, muna imong main, kumbaga.
Mm.
Ano na, mga, may mga subsidiary na dayon yung mga lahi na nga mga content.
Lahi
nga
pursuits.
Oh.
Pero usually ka ng subsidiary, dyan na noon ka maka-boom mo, ano, ng some things nga din mo gina-expect nga makalitlag.
Yeah.
Buto.
Oh,
like, okay, do you have one content nga maragwa kakabu ka na-expect din? Yeah, muna na ito.
Mga random or mga contents. Post hinoon. Nakoy post. Pero kung sa content, ano ba?
Post is a written?
Ano siya?
Written
photo.
Words? Photo? Photo. That's content.
Content, mga po na. Video lang gid siya.
No. Content is written, let's say Twitter. Ang content dito kay written words.
Ah, okay.
Facebook or photos. There, you all call them content.
For me, magandang content kaya kanag yung kuan.
Kanang
video
giyod
o kahimo, gigkag kuan, ganap sa kinabuhi.
Mugin ang kuan, let's say, kung something content nga mas dali para himuon para si mo, mas maayo. Kaya mura, di na mahago ba?
Yeah.
So which was it? Which content was
it? Ako'y na-post sa akong Facebook page na fine content. Niabot siya 14 million reach.
Jeez, what was this?
Ano to siya? Then daghan na kay shares, thousands na, and then daghan kay comments, nagbaang comments, even sa ano. Ano to siya nga, kung bisaya o na ako kami, nag-nosebleed ko sa English. Basta kay ang content was boring ang office kung walay kanang mag-bully, kanang light nga bully sa inyo ha. So, ganun lang, daghan na kay nag-share, and then niabot na siya 14 reach. Wala na siya boost ha, I don't post.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Ba? Mungin din katapult sa Inday Banat. Kano saan eh, nga year?
I posted that February yata.
This year?
Yes.
And wala ra to, random na to siya?
Random lang. Because random lang biya ako mag-post ang mga
wow. So, folks, what would you advise siguro if nga na lang? Di ba, it took you how, pilar po ka years, then that's the first time you did it, nga waka nag-expect?
2016? Yeah.
Padayan lang, folks. You never know.
Diba?
That's why I have to be honest. Gapaniid man jud ko, especially how you're doing in TikTok or asa ka nga platform. How you put out content, that's how I judge. So if kugihan po ka, sige po kag put out, just keep doing it. Kaya wala jud ka kabalo. And then you'll hit your mark. And the more you do it, gakamaayo manggug ka.
Yes.
Kay you'll learn from your previous posts. Na, ako'y gani dito na ako. Or
true.
You keep doing it, makalearn po ka sa uban. Imo na din siya awaton bitaw. That's why I keep doing this. Makadagan ko na learn si mga karon. Even this, there's also we had one Spartan racer diri gabuhat og TikTok because of him. Nibalik na pagkog TikTok kay ni stop mo pagkog ko kay na block to kong unang account. Okay, ni log out lang ko once.
Ay.
Grabe ba TikTok? Come on. Gi-request ko nilang i-request ang imong account back.
Yeah, i-appeal man na imo.
Puyan ako ba? Gi-buhat ko utro gipang extract lang ako mga video ito sa nabuhat ko utro. Anyway, so I guess keep doing it, folks. Lisa, we have a question in the show and we need to wrap this up in a bit. And I really appreciate your time. We have a signature question today, and of course, the name of the show is Huge Upside.
Mm-hmm.
Until now, it's very vague. May mga utahan na sa ako. It's annoying. Hindi ko ka-explain goodbye. Even in our layman's terms, but I leave it to folks to decide. What's your meaning sa Huge Upside? What's your own definition sa Huge Upside ba?
Ako gid imo na question ana na sige.
Yeah, everybody gets asked. Yeah.
Siguro ano? Ang imuhang turning point? For me lang generalize na lang na huge upside or imuhang turning point. Kay sumala if I were to ask you nganong huge upside, 'di ba? Ma-explain ba nimo?
My own layman's term karon, my huge upside karon because it always changes para sa ko. Kani karon having to see you again as a different person like 10 years.
Yeah,
I think last time nakita ta 10 years and karon nagcross atong paths again now like doing the same thing. It maybe same one in the past maybe. I'm doing it now and like basically right now learning from you. Muna akong huge upside. Yeah. So that was your turning point. So when was this in your life? Recent lang. There's always a turning point, no? Like every time man siya kakita mo, no? Every month, every year.
Actually, every day is a turning point.
Eh, di man gid linear ang life, di ba?
Yes.
Ano-ano ginasya, balik-balik ginan.
True.
Respect sa human beings who have to deal with this every day of their lives.
True.
Sige, turning point, diba? Bay. Wala ka balo. Nothing is guaranteed in this world. Salamat, Liz, for your very big huge upside.
Yes,
and on behalf of the show, salamat, Kaye, for taking the time to do this. I actually learned a lot from you. That's why I invited you over here.
Thank you.
You know, kailangan biya po may babaeng host diri. In case you won't be compensated siguro as much as Win Radio, but what you get to do is, we take a money diri from time to time. Gusto ra ka mag-hang out. You want to promote something in yung price gas. Do you have a plug? Do you want to plug something?
A social media platform sa lang.
Yeah, where can people find you though?
Facebook in Daibanat, one word lang po yan. Tapos TikTok, Lisa Chicks, LISACHIX.
AKA Sunshine Cruz.
Oh, kung ano hay ambo nila after the accident. And then IG, Twitter. So yun, makita naman yun sa akong profiles.
Yeah, nanay link 3 dadto. Anyway, friends, thank you so much. And Lisa, salamat kayo. I'm afraid we have to end this. See you next Monday, friends. And happy fiesta in advance, everyone. Yeah. Please stay safe. Kakametro na itong syudad. Dili na siya safe, TBH. So, you know, keep safe. Make sure nga safe mo tanandiya. Bye, everybody. Peace out. Salamat.